Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, the game of hide and seek.
Yes, your customers are hiding and it's up to you to seek them out and to find them.
As kids, we played that game and we would hide and our friends or siblings would run and look for us.
Right. But first they'd say, ready or not, here I come.
So that can be a buzzword for us as sales representatives. We're always looking for a customer.
Yes. And a lot of times the customers are not ready to buy. And when the customer isn't ready to buy, it can be a really good time to get together with them. There's no pressure to buy. So it's a good time to explore their needs. And when they say, well, hey, I'm not ready. Well, how about if we take a look at this product or service, which can save you time or save you money or whatever benefits it might provide them? Because that way, when you are ready, when the channels for business open up again, you'll have an idea about which way to go.
I once had an old associate from New England, a sage of a sales rep, and he told me, Bill, we have to court the customer. It's like dating. You have to get to know them. And I said, Jack, that makes perfectly good sense.
Yes, indeed. So this is a courtship period right now.
That's right. It's a little less pressure. Sometimes it's easy to get in the door. I just want to chat, make a Zoom call or whatever, just to get to know the individual somewhat and what their business is all about.
Exactly. So back to the game of hide and seek, ready or not, if they're not ready to buy, it's a perfect time for you to build those relationships.
In addition to your primary line, you may have alternate lines that they aren't buying, but they may have a need for them. So that's the value of the courtship period, to share information.
And to explore.
That's right.
So when you play that game of hide and seek, not only are you seeking your customers, but you're seeking out their needs.
So it's like turning over stones as well. You're going to turn over and hope you'll find the gem hiding under the rock.
Yes, and I think that's why it's called prospecting.
Oh, yes. Hadn't thought of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's turn over some rocks in the river and maybe we'll find the gold.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you liked our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided visualization coming up next. And please don't do this visualization while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This guided visualization is designed to help you imagine all the customers who are ready to talk to you, even if they're not ready to buy. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. As much as you can, try to relax your body, allowing your spine to support you and the surface beneath you to support you, and releasing any muscles not being used to support you right now. Now imagine that you're looking for customers. You're seeking them. Imagine all the many customers out there who you haven't even connected with yet. And even if they're not ready to buy your product or service now, they very well may be at a future date. Imagine finding these customers and connecting with them. You could even say to yourself, the customers I am seeking are also seeking me. And imagine that even if they're not ready to buy right now, they're open and receptive to what you have to say, so that when they are ready to buy, they'll have an understanding of your product or service and an understanding about how it can help them solve their problems. Just imagine all the people who are ready to receive your message, who are happy to hear from you because they know that you care about their needs. Ready or not, you'll be there to listen and to be available when they are ready to buy.